Rutgers kicks off the Big Ten schedule on Saturday afternoon, Jersey Mike's Arena against number 10 and undefeated Indiana. We're happy to be joined by head coach Steve Peichel. Coach, thank you for a few minutes. Coming off a tough loss at Miami the other night, 10-point lead, double-digit lead there in the second half. What, in your eyes, was the difference in the game?
Well, I mean, if the game was 22 minutes long, that's when we had the 11-point lead, then it would be great. But unfortunately, college basketball is 40 minutes, and you're playing a really good team. They were an elite 8 team last year with all their guys back, a great coach. We played really well, too, in the game. It was a great college basketball game. Unfortunately, we came up, you know, a few possessions short, but had chances, too, down the stretch. But, you know, we got Caleb McConnell back. So it's such a positive. You know, whenever you lose the National Defensive Player of the Year, and he hasn't played at all, and we still have Paul Mulcahy out, so we haven't had them play together at all this season. So I think our young guys are getting some great minutes. We just got to continue to get better. Some new guys are in some new roles and just finish some things off, at, you know, at the end. But we got a new season starting with Indiana. Now you start the league season, whole different. Everyone's 0-0, and the place will be rocking. I know that on Saturday, Jersey Mike's will be like no place in America. So I'm excited about getting a home game here and obviously playing a top 10 team.
As a coach, I know you have an experienced group, but when you get there, the first true road game of the season, do you wonder, even with some experienced guys, how the group will handle a first true road game as these guys had in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, you always, you know, everything's new in this journey for this team here. You know, our experience is Caleb and Paul Mulcahy. Those are our experienced guys. So we haven't had them. So a lot of guys are playing for the first time. Cam Spencer is new and thankful he's here. Mawat is playing in a whole new role. Andre Hyatt's playing in a whole new role. Cliff is back, which is great. So we're figuring some things out, but not like every team in America has got to figure out with the portal and with the transfers and all that stuff. So you got to figure out who you are. We're figuring that our defense has been elite. You know, we got to make a few more shots, got to finish a few more plays. Our turnovers have really hurt us, but you learn a lot from your wins. You learn a lot from your losses. Those are the journey that you go on. And now when you play a team like Indiana, I mean, you got to be really good. You got to be good for, you know, on both ends of the floor. There's not a huge margin for error in a game like this. And, you know, we're excited about taking on that challenge, which is trying to, you know, be the team that's picked number one in our conference.
Have you had a chance to dive in at all? Indiana with a big win last night over North Carolina, obviously being a conference team. I mean, you've seen them. You beat them last year in Bloomington. They have Trace Jackson Davis, one of the best players in the country. What can you tell us about what this edition, this rendition of this Indiana team is like that you'll see on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of returning players. So this is one of the most experienced teams in the country, certainly in our league. Xavier Johnson is an elite point guard. Trace Jackson Davis, I mean, you know, has stayed there for 4 years, probably unheard of in this day and age to have a player of his caliber stay for 4 years. But they're very, very talented. They're always well coached. I mean, Coach Woodson does a great job. You know, their defense is elite. They got, you know, whenever you have those corners taking care of point guard and center spot, you know, and they have really good players around those guys that have been around a while. So challenged, you know, they challenge us in a lot of ways. But this is our league. Every team is good. Every team is well coached. And, They're another one of those teams that could win a national championship that's in our conference.
And Trace Jackson Davis, I mean, I saw besides the numbers he puts up, what, around 19 points a game, he's also shooting 71% from the field. I mean, I don't want you to give away the game plan, but I guess you could say you just let him get his and worry about everybody else, or you put the entire focus on Trace Jackson Davis. How do you approach a team with someone who had so much talent and just such a focal point of what they do?
Well, I mean, just look at, you know, the games that they played, and everyone has tried, you know, to do a lot of things against them. And, you know, he's that good. But the guys around him are really good. So, you know, you got to play really good basketball. You got to try to really eliminate your turnovers. That's kind of hurt us a little bit, untimely turnovers that we've had that have led to other teams' baskets. You know, there's no great way to play Trace Jackson Davis. You know, he is an elite player. and he's going to get his touches, and he's an elite rebounder. So that's really where you got to make sure he's not getting second, third, and fourth. He's as good a quick second leaper as there is in the country. So not only is he scary on the first one, he's also scary on the second one. But they got a lot of really good players. I mean, they have five-star kids all over the court. And, you know, if you focus too much on one guy, the other guys are just as, you know, just as good.
I'll tell you what, this schedule you guys got right now is really unforgiving. I mean, coming off the Miami game, of course, Indiana, then at Ohio State after that, Seton Hall, Wake Forest to follow, at Purdue is not too far down the road. I mean, we know the Big Ten schedule day in and day out is brutal, but then you throw in some of these non-conference games. I mean, what do you expect to learn about your guys kind of as we head towards the turn of the year, turn of the calendar?
Well, you really got to learn, you know, a lot. You got to keep, you know, getting better. You learn from your mistakes. You learn about your rotations too, you know, early on. And, you know, we play a great schedule every year, you know, and these games just come one right after the other. So you don't have a lot of prep time. And you also learn how important it is to keep your guys healthy. You know, as key to anything is keeping your guys out on the court and being able to perform in games. We've been a little unlucky. For 6 years, we've been pretty lucky with that. And lately we haven't been, but that's okay. Our luck always turns, and it'll be a good thing when we do have our complete roster back.
Well, speaking of that roster, I mean, you mentioned Caleb McConnell coming back. I mean, that must've been neat for him being a Jacksonville guy playing in front of a bunch of family and friends there in Miami, but having him back. And I mean, really any rust at all for him? He really just kind of slid right in and just doing what he does.
Amazing. He hadn't practiced in 6 weeks. So it's amazing. You know, he was able to play at that level. He is the national defender of the year in the country. That's, you know, that's really where he belongs. And that's a huge statement because there's a lot of really great defenders out there, but brings a whole different energy to our team. His experience is elite. We have a lot of young guys. We have, you know, four newcomers that are in our rotation that have never played for us. So to have a guy that's logged the amount of minutes and games that he's played just is, you know, you can't replace that. And so to have him back and have him perform at that level after, you know, probably second practice back was really amazing. But we need him to play like that. That was the Caleb from last year. And after a 6 week layoff was able to perform at high level, and he needs to do that for us too, especially during the stretch.
And the way the injuries go, I mean, McConnell comes back as Paul Mulcahy is out. I mean, first of all, do you have an idea, or can you tell us when you might be able to see him again with that shoulder injury, and kind of what's been kind of the plan of attack without having him? I mean, led the conference in conference games last year in assists, and certainly not having him out there, I'm sure has made a real impact.
Yeah, I mean, he's the toughest guy too. And he's a winner. We miss him dearly, but until he's 100% healthy, I mean, he's coaching us. He's doing all the things that he needs to do to get his arm ready. You know, I don't know, you know, where it is. We're not any closer. He hasn't practiced yet with contact. So till he does that, then, you know, we can't play, obviously. So we just got to be patient. And when he comes back, you know, he gets, you know, really healthy and he doesn't have any more issues for the rest of the year.
Now, Cam Spencer coming over from Loyola, Maryland, had a great resume. I mean, certainly scoring wise, he's made big contributions for you. Has it been what you've expected? I know he had his first real rough shooting night at Miami the other night.
Tremendous. He's just been tremendous. You know, you're going to have a night like that. He took all good shots too. I liked, you know, he watched his film. He's already been in the office. I mean, we landed, we got back, probably they got back to their rooms 3 o'clock, 3:30 a.m. You know, he's already up. He's in the gym. I mean, he's, you know, he's just been tremendous. I mean, at one point he was leading the nation in steals. He's, you know, our top assist guy right now without Paul being around. He doesn't turn the ball over. He's, you know, fourth in rebounds. He's got as many deflections as any player. And, you know, he's shooting, you know, over 50%, you know. So we put a lot on his shoulders, and he's done a really good job of handling it. And he's going to have a really good year for us.
Well, kicking off the Big Ten season, I mean, Jersey Mike's will be sold out Saturday for this game against Indiana. What do you want to tell these Rutgers fans are going to come out for what should be a fantastic game to kick off the conference schedule?
And this is when it starts. You know, the conference season is huge. You got 20 games against the best teams and the best coaches in the country. I mean, it's exciting. Our students always need – it's all about the students. They do the best job when they're loud and they're proud, it's a really tough place to play. And just looking forward to, you know, seeing some great basketball in a great venue with some of the best students in the country. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun on Saturday, and it's a huge challenge for us.
And a nice little touch outside, I believe, the next three home games, the Rutgers Winter Village, to keep people entertained before they come into the Jersey Mike's for the big game.
There you go. Make sure you jump in there. I hear great things are happening there with the Village, and there's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we always want to take care of the students. They're out there in front. They have to wait in line. So this will be a great opportunity for them, you know, to run around and have a little bit of fun and know that they're very appreciated.
Rutgers kicks off the Big Ten schedule Saturday at Jersey Mike's Arena against Indiana. Head coach Steve Peichel, thanks as always for a few minutes. Best of luck, and we'll do this again soon.
Brad, thanks so much. Great talking to you.